So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Halakuach Eshanitin Le B'matana Patam Mimaisa Behema. An animal that was acquired either through purchase or as a gift is exempt from Maisa Behema. And the Gemara cites the source from the following pasuk. B'char B'necha Titinli Kintasa L'Sharcha L'Tzeinecha. There's a hekesh, a comparison from B'char Adam to B'char Behema, which teaches Ma B'necha Eim L'Kuach U'B'matana Dolei Shaycha B'hu L'Kicha Matana Ela Etzloi Noldu Av Tzeinecha B'karcha Einim L'Kuach U'B'matana. Just as the mitzvah pinya ben applies only to a natural son that was born to him, so to the mitzvah b'char behema applies only to an animal that he owned at the time of birth. Now, this drasha cannot refer to b'char behema because the words kentas imply that the behema is designated only with an action, while b'char behema b'rechim kadosh, a b'char receives its kedusha without an action when it is born from its mother's womb. Therefore, we must say im ena inu lebuchar tineu inu lemaisa behema. The drasha refers to maisa behema that is designated only with an action. This carbon is most similar to B'char Adam in the following three ways. Einai Ba'al Chet. Both B'char Adam and Ma'isi Behemoth do not accomplish atonement, while Achatzis Va'ashim do accomplish atonement. Einai Ba'al B'nedr B'nedava. Both B'char Adam and Ma'isi Behemoth cannot be brought voluntarily, while Oyla B'Shlam can be brought voluntarily. In Kavula Izman. Both B'char Adam and Ma'isi Behemoth have no set time, while Oyla Shri'iyah does have a set time. The Gemara, however, concludes that there is a distinction between Pidnya Ben and Ma'isa Behema, and that regarding Benecha Einim Lekuach Klal, a son cannot be born at all. While regarding Sharecha B'Tzeinecha, Loka Chasara Ubarin B'mei Iman, Kulam Nechnasin L'dir L'Sasser, if a person bought 10 animals before they were born, they are obligated in Ma'isa Behema, even though they are Lekuach, because the word Tasa implies B'Shas Asiya Miyat HaKasim. The Pasuk excludes Lekuach that it is Pater only if the Behema was bought after it became eligible for Ma'isa Behema. But Lekuach is Chayiv in the case of these Ubarin that were bought before they became eligible for Ma'is Behema. Nevertheless, the Gemara points out that according to Reb Shimon, HaLekuach Chal Al Mechus Zman. A Behema that was bought before its 8th day is Potem in Ma'is Behema, even though it was not yet eligible for Ma'is Behema. And the Gemara explains that this is so because, although generally Mechus Zman cannot become Kaddish, but regarding Ma'is Behema, it is Kaddish Lefnei Zman V'Karv La'Achar Zman. Although it is not ro la krava, it cannot be brought as a carbon yet because it is mechus zman, but it is ro li kaddish, it can be consecrated by being designated as the 10th. As Reb Shimon taught in the Braisa, mechus zman nichnas ladir lesaser. An animal before its 8th day is tithed from Ma'isa Behema together with the rest of the flock, even though it is not yet fit to be brought as a carbon, because there is a gzeres shavah from Bechari through the word havara. The pasuk of Bechari states vavata kopeta rechem, and the pasuk of Ma'isa Behema states kol ashe yavritachas ashevet, Mabachar kaddish l'bnei zmanai v'karv la'achazmanai. Af mechus zman kaddish l'bnei zmanai v'karv la'achazmanai. Just as a bechor receives its kedusha at birth, even though it's not yet fit to be brought as a carbon, so too ma'isa behema can receive its kedusha before the 8th day, even though it's not yet fit to be brought as a carbon. Therefore, it falls under b'shas asiya mir akasim, and it is excluded if it is lekoach. Zok the Mishnah: Ha'achin v'ashutafin chayavin b'kalbin p'tur m'ma'isa behema. If two brothers inherited their father's estate, it depends. If they divided their estate and then rejoined as partners, they're considered two individuals who are business partners. Therefore, chayovim bekalbin. If these two brothers bring their machtza shekel together, they're required to pay a kalbin, a transaction fee. And peturim b'maisa behema. They're exempt from maisa behema because shahashutaf is paiter m'maisa behema. A partnership is exempt from maisa behema. However, kanu mitfisas habayis chayovim b'maisa behema peturim b'la kalbin. If the brothers have not yet divided their estate, they're not considered partners, but rather joint executors of their father's estate. Therefore, chayav b'maisa behema. They're chayav b'maisa behema because the herd is considered to have one owner, referred to as tefusas habayis, their father's estate. And peturim al kalbin. If they bring their mechtza shekel together, they're not required to pay a kalbin because it is as if the father, one individual, is paying the mechtza shekel for his two sons, in which case he's exempt from the kalbin. And the Gemara explains that shutaf and pater is derived from the pasuk of b'chor behema. An animal that is owned by two partners is exempt. And the word yiyah includes konamit v'sabayis. If the brothers have not yet divided their estate, the animal is not exempt. Now, this drasha does not refer to b'chor behema because the ha'isa b'shutfas. Even an animal that is owned by partners is obligated b'chora, as the pasuk states in plural, b'choris b'karchem b'tzaynchem. Therefore, you must say, im eni in l'b'chor, t'nei in l'mais behema. The drasha refers to Ma'isa Behema to teach that an animal owned by partners is exempt from Ma'isa Behema. Rabbi Yirmiyah elaborates on the following four cases. If the brothers divide only the money but not the animals, they're obligated in both Kalbin and Ma'isa Behema. Because regarding the Kalban, they're considered two partners. And regarding Maisa Behema, they're considered one owner. Cholku bebehema v'lecholku b'ksafim b'tur mezeh mezeh. If the brothers divide only the animals but not the money, they're exempt from both Maisa Behema and Kalban because regarding Maisa Behema, they're considered shutafin. And regarding Kalban, they're considered one. Cholku bezeh bezeh chayavim b'kalban u'b'tur me'maisa behema. If the brothers divided both the animals and the money, they're obligated only in Kalban but not in Maisa Behema because they're considered shutafin regarding both. If the brothers did not divide any assets, they're obligated only in Maisa Behema, but not in the Kalban, because they're considered one owner regarding both. The Gemara proceeds with the Machlekes in the Mishnah's Halacha of Cholku B'Nishtatru B'Turim B'Maisa Behema. There's no Machlekes in the case of Cholku G'dayim K'neged T'yashim B'T'yashim K'neged G'dayim. If the brothers exchange one type of animal for another type as per their value, such as one brother got all the rams and the other got all the goats, or Cholku tes keneged yud, v'yud keneged tes. They exchanged one type in different amounts as per their value, such as one brother took 9 large sheep and the other took 10 small sheep. All agree that peturim. The behemoths and their brothers, their offspring, are exempt from ma'aseh behema, because as Rashi explains, b'shas misa zachaze b'chatzi agadoyim v'atziyashim. Helkach hash the kinin hu shezeh koinim mizeh. At the time of the father's death, each brother acquired half the animals, and now in the chalukah, each brother is considered to have bought the second half from the other. Therefore, the Petur Lekuach applies to all the behemoths. And then when they rejoin, they became Shutfin, and the Petur Shutfin applies to the Bloodless. And Machlek is only in the case of Cholku G'dayim K'neged G'dayim V'Tiyashim K'neged Tiyashim. The brothers exchanged both types, and each brother got both rams and goats. And Cholku Tes K'neged Tes V'Yud K'neged Yud, they exchanged each type in the same amount, and each brother got 9 or 10 of each type. Rav Anan and Rav Elazar hold Chayavim. Behemoths and their Bloodless are obligated Maisa Behema, because they hold Yesh Breira. In the Chalukah, we assume that each brother received his original share and half the animals, and he's not considered a buyer. Therefore, the Petur Lekuach does not apply to his behemoth. And then, when they rejoin, the animals return to the original estate. Therefore, the Petur Shutfin does not apply to the Vladis. While Rav Nachman and Rav Yechon hold Peturin, the behemoths and their Vladis are exempt from Maisa Behema because they hold Ein Breira. In the Chalukah, it's not clear which animals originally belonged to whom. And each brother possibly bought the behemoths that belonged to the other. Therefore, the Petur Lekuach applies to all the behemoths. And then when they rejoin, they became Shutfin. Therefore, the Petur Shutfin applies to the Vladis.